the concern, big concern really, was that they were going to fell a lot of the trees in the forest. The forest walk is used a lot, there's a lot of kids use it, or kids with their parents, of course. A lot of people use it for walks, for their own mental health reasons and stuff, and it's been done for walk for years and years. It's very important that any work that's done is done in consultation with the community, and that it's done as quickly as possible, and so the walk wouldn't be closed for any length of time.
And are there fears that the work might actually impact the landscape down in Merva?
Well, I was in a meeting actually last week up in Ballintra with the National Parks and Wildlife and the and Quilcha. It was a very informative meeting. They laid out exactly what they were going to do. A lot of the locals were very concerned before that meeting that they were going to fell a lot of the trees. Still a wee bit unclear how much felling's going to be done, but they have a license to clear some of, but it's just to take out parts, bits and pieces. Now, there is a lot of trees that are down due to the wind, but we just have to make sure that any work's done is done, with the consent of the local population around there, because a lot of people in South Donegal, from all over South Donegal, head to Morva either to go to the beach or to walk through the forest, and it's important that any work that's done is carried out in consultation with the community. Now they have a plan to do some work to try to improve the dunes, the biodiversity in the dunes, so that'll include taking away some of the forest from in front of the beach. Now, that was something that was under dispute as well. Some of the locals would prefer that tree line would stay there, but I think it's as long as Quilcha and the Parks and Wildlife crowd, as long as they work with the local community, I think they should be okay.